The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the interesting or very important areas of mindfulness is how are we mindful? How are we? How do we meet our life, our situation, when things are imperfect? Because from time to time, we'll notice that things are imperfect. If you're particularly attentive, there's a way of seeing that things are imperfect all the time. That's just the way things are. But if you're attentive in a different frame of reference, then things are more perfect than you probably ever imagined. So different perspectives. But sometimes clearly it can feel like things are not happening the way they should. It's imperfect, it's not right, it's not in harmony, things are off, it's not what I was expecting, it's not what should happen, it's not ideal. All these kinds of ways. And it's not just a perception that we have in our head, and it can be really a feeling, a mood that kind of takes over, a strong mood that things are kind of not right and not perfect, things should be different. And so what do we do when things are imperfect? One of the things that mindfulness can show us what to do is how to have a presence, how to have a way of knowing or a gaze that is not swayed or pushed around or caught up in things are imperfect, but is able to see it clearly for what it is. But our mind, maybe our mood, is not defined by the situation. So there's a steadiness. So if you've ever gone on a boat in choppy waters, and the boat, you know, tosses and turns back and forth, and if you're not used to it, it can toss you back and forth as well. But after you get used to it, you can hold yourself pretty steady if it's not, you know, rocking too much. You can hold yourself steady, your body kind of adjusts, and you're not so caught by the movement of the boat. You're not involved in the movement of the boat with your attention, your eyes, that you can kind of be, you hold yourself steady. There's a steady, inner steadiness on the boat as you kind of move through. So there's something, some ability we have of being present, of holding, and the idea that I'm having today, most strong association, is that of holding a steady gaze. It doesn't just have to be a gaze, but we can hold our, we have a steady gaze, and we're able to look at what's happening in a steady, unreactive, undisturbed way. Just, oh, this is imperfect, this is not how I wish it would be, this is not ideal. And we can just hold our gaze in a soft, relaxed, steady way, where the gaze is not swayed, the gaze is not caught up or concerned. We're not, our eyes are not kind of flitting around looking for a solution, who's going to fix it, jumping around up and down, sideways, and the eyes are just kind of steady and calm. Just, oh, this is what's happening. I see it, what's happening. This is, it's not perfect. I wish it could be different. But I'll see what I can do about it. But at least my gaze can be steady and calm in the middle of it. It doesn't have to be the gaze with your eyes. It can be with your mind. The mind that knows. The mind that can be aware. That knows that this is what's happening. And it isn't just around us what we do this, but it's also inside of us. There can be ways that we feel like I'm off today. I'm not quite myself, and you know, I don't quite know what's happening, or I feel a little bit kind of off balance. I feel, you know, some kind of mood which is not so ideal. And so there's a way that we don't have to define ourselves by the mood. We don't have to define ourselves by how we feel internally. And this is one of the great pieces of this mindfulness, is to be able to know that we have a mood, we have a feeling, we have a way of being that comes and goes, but it's here today. And to have it be here, but not use that as the means, the locus, through which we understand ourselves or identify ourselves or represent ourselves or define ourselves. And this is where particularly having the steady gaze, or the steady gaze of knowing, can be so important, that it's possible to have some feeling. It's not ideal, it feels bad, it feels not good, and we're in a mood, in a rotten mood or something. And then there's something inside, the ability to kind of steadily see it, be present for it, have steadily, kind of internally, like having both feet, you know, stable on the boat or on the ground. And so we see it, and we're not defined by it. We know it's there, we know it's happening to us, but there's something, some other capacity, some other vantage point from which we hold a steady gaze. Oh, this is what's happening. And we start to identify with the gaze more than with what's happening. The ability to know, identify with the knowing, oh look, this is what's happening. And that feeling of knowing, or the gaze of looking, can be a place where there's a feeling of ease, of freedom, of lightness, of a little bit disentanglement. There's a kind of knowing that's there that doesn't require us to know what's happening. We can have a steady gaze. I know, I don't know. And it's so, you know, what's imperfect is I don't understand what's going on. But we don't have to be the one who doesn't understand. We don't have to identify with, we identify with the knowing. I know I don't know. I know I'm here. I know I'm confused. There's a knowing. So if it should happen this morning that things are imperfect, I would encourage you to step back from it in your mind, in your mindfulness, and kind of just look at it. See if you can find that place of steadiness, of peace, of equanimity, of a place where you can look and know what's happening, where you're not defined by it or caught in it. Just see it. Just see it. Great. Thank you.